You're listening to Rewired and Inspired with Lily Beyond, episode 72.
Welcome to the Mental Fitness School podcast, where we talk all things rewiring your brain to become the inspiring person you're meant to be, inside out. And now to your host and favorite coach, Lily Beyond.
Welcome back. Today we are diving in, how can you make this upcoming year the year that will change everything? Of course, if you're just up for it. If you feel like, oh, what about this is really the year that will change everything? What would need to happen to make this most epic year yet? And if you're thinking back now to all the past times you said exactly that, and maybe even the bold declaration you made 2019 entering 2020 that this will be the decade that changes everything, and then everything got twisted. But hey, like I was sharing with you in the past episodes, especially with the unusual guide to goals, this is our job, to keep the belief up, to keep showing up strong, even and especially when the circumstances don't prove it to be real yet. What was your highlight so far in the past episodes? And how about you made that episode your go-to? You save it somewhere where you always can come back to whenever you need a pep talk and something to put things into perspective. If you got a little sense of me by now, you know I'm the cheerleader for your dreams. And I want to inspire you to go big. Not just in a safe setting, when you're watching Netflix, dreaming about being in that setting, or in your safe corporate job, trying to stretch the given boundaries a little to make your space as comfortable as possible. I'm talking about what else is out there. What is this open ocean beyond your comfort zone? And what desire is secretly humming in your chest, waiting for its cue to join your timeline? And if this is the first touchpoint you ever have with me, welcome! I'm so happy you found this space. I set up this whole podcast like a big, big audiobook so you can always come back to and work your way through. All I'm sharing here is how you can set up your most soul-aligned business and mission in life that fully embodies you, that feels totally you inside out, so you will never have to fear to burn out by your dreams and lose your spark. And I love to do mini-series, so if you scroll back, there are at least always 2 to 5, or in this case now 9 episodes that work together to match up and create some powerful vortex for you to see things differently and to try on new thoughts about yourself and your future. Sooner than we care to admit, we will be back into the ruts, just being able to see the next email in front of us. So thank you for taking this magical time to look beyond, über den Tellerrand zu schauen, what else is out there and what the ocean has in store for you. And you being here in my space already proves that you are not made for the average mediocre life. You are here to create your version of luxury and wealth. Doesn't have to be the Gucci bag, but there is something out there. Allowing yourself to find your space and your voice of what is possible for you. So let's play. If you're on a walk with me right now, or running some errands, or cleaning your house, or just snuggle up with a good drink in a cozy blanket, let's expand our minds, shall we? Like we roll back our shoulders and stretch our neck. Ooh, let's do that for our thought and minds. These sessions that we have here and ones we coach together are there for you to step into that whole other energy timeline and practice being there, practicing managing your little monkey thoughts that want to mess with that and pull you back down. This is all we are training here. This is a big whole training camp. Like you go to the gym, you show up here and strengthen your dream muscle. With every breath now, tune yourself into this wild-ass imagination of yours. You know the one that's been serving you so well as a kid, and the one that's showing up here and there in your adult life, the one you're trying to put into a box for certain vacations or times in the week or times in the year. And we want to play with that. Because if the relationship with that part of you is wounded, you try to put it into a box or into a future point in time. And my job is to believe in you, maybe more than you believe in yourself right now. In fancy talk, it's called co-regulating. So I'm holding a certain energy and your body and your nervous system can adjust to that and create from that space you naturally would not be bold enough to go after in your regular high-paced setting of people who not quite get you. And I'm holding the space for you so you can dream big and go big in the year ahead. And if you wanna go big, you wanna go into that main character energy. I keep referring to that because I love this image so much. You want to become the main character of your movie. You don't want to be sitting in the corner. You want to be the hero with its hero journey and its ups and downs and the learning curves and the hopes and the fierce grip that it's not over yet. The main character creates what they deeply crave. You want to become the person with the stories and not the regrets. And the best way to do that is creating a pre-cap. So you're kind of recapping your life in advance. You want to list out all that's going to happen in your future as it's happening now. And you might see what I'm after here. Your soul, your inner voice, your intuition always speaks in the present tense. Your brain receives the best directions in the present tense. It makes it actionable, it makes it easy to digest, makes it not scary, because it's happening right now. What can we do about it? And I invite you to be playful with that, because honestly, I somehow struggled in the beginning of my manifestation journey with this kind of practice. Writing down what I will earn, what I will wear, be, what workshops I'm hosting, things that's gonna unfold. Because when it's potentially kind of the first intentional time you're doing this, I want to give you this honest heads up. If things don't work out exactly like you wanted them, this might be triggering and you might fall into a big emotional loop. Guess where I know that from? So that's why it's crucial that you stay in this playful, curious energy. You want to create from that, not from desperation, not from conviction, but being in that playful state. Because when you are in play, if things don't work out your way, it's easier to reset. Remember the days when you were playing games? Maybe you played Super Mario. This was kind of my guilty pleasure as a kid. PlayStation and Super Mario. And what about that? That we were not upset when Mario hit a mushroom or fell down somewhere. Why were we not upset? And we were eager to just hit reset and start over and use the lives that we were given. And the same attitude we want to bring to our lives, because our soul has this bigger timeline. And of course, there are more things in play than just your own wishes in this world. So of course, things might unfold differently than you intended in the first place. So that's why stay in that playful energy, that if something doesn't happen as you want it, you just hit reset and restart the game. You only get better and better with every rep. And maybe if you're like me and this pure number game wasn't doing it for you, like I mentioned in the past session with the SMART goals that just never worked for me, you can also consider feelings, how you want to feel, how you want your clients to feel, what happens after. This kind of post-event glam that we also loved in the event scene, this post-festum, after the last official bit of the show is over, and you can just relax now. Or at weddings, this is actually my favorite day of weddings, the day after, when everybody is so freaking chill and just hanging out, reflecting on the beautiful moments and making plans for the future. You want to be in that space. What unfolded? What happened? Because in order to play big in a new year, you want to stop marinating in the obstacles, all the things that are not working, all the reasons why you are not there where you want to be. And you want to get obsessed with the solution. And if you're a coach, this is the number one thing you do with your clients. So ask your client to ask higher quality questions. Not like, what else do I want? This sounds like big thinking, but it's actually not. It's not putting you on this other energy highway where you see different things and head to different things. You could ask, what would the version of me do that already reached that goal? What would she advise me to do? This is a freaking high quality question. Or not just say, hey, what could be my next post, but ask, how can I get that message into the world and that it's getting me to my 100K goal? You feel the different texture of those questions. So the next time you are in the middle of things and you feel overwhelmed by your business, by your circumstances, ask yourself higher quality questions. This is a skill that can be trained. The higher quality questions are the highway to arrive at higher quality solutions. And a fun exercise you can do with that, it's actually something I saw yesterday on an Instagram reel that really stuck with me. Unfortunately, I can't remember who that said, but there was this interesting statement of, what if your soul was just checking into your body and into your life and into your physical space right this morning? They have no clue what happened to you the past days, the past weeks, the past years, what got you there. All they know is what you have right now. And your soul now has to make sense of what's in front of you and how that serves your deeper soul mission. It puts all this past shit into perspective. It's so, so powerful. That's a high quality question to ask. if my soul just entered my body today, how would I think about that challenge? What would I do today to come closer to my goal, to make that big career leap? And trust that good feeling. It feels unfamiliar at first, but that's good. Just because you haven't practiced it the past 30 years doesn't mean it's bad, doesn't mean it's here to harm you. If it feels like the slightly uncomfortable width and depth and lightness, like you're entering a beautiful mansion filled with light and air, that's not scary, that's beautiful, and that's your main character energy. I can't wrap up this pep talk without addressing the hidden enemy in the story, the invisible workload. The things that have little to do with the mechanics of business strategy and operations and have everything to do with the art of business, your success mindset. Those things in life that are just there, that physical goal to make 10,000 steps each day, that just takes time because you want to feel good in your body. That's a hidden workload. Or taking care of your kids, household, food and errands. That's freaking workload. We cannot eliminate that. But we can change how you think about that. How you make them work, how you approach them, all that B-roll of life. All the little moments throughout the day where your conditioned mind assumes all the caretaking tasks the woman of the house secretly agreed to. It's impossible to dream big when they are overworked, stressed out, and dealing with all the extra labor. Your goal is to take back your time. Your goal is not to become a superwoman who carries it all and rescues your family. Maybe step one for you is to make a list of all invisible workload and reevaluate where are synergies, what can be delegated, anything that's not in your zone of genius, and hire a coach to help you unwind the burden and hold you accountable while you go after what you want. Say yes and create the life of your dreams. Cast yourself as the main character in your life. Be the person with the stories, not the regrets. It's all the tiny actions every single day. They pile up. And as we are at the doorstep of a new year, and even if you're listening this mid of year, the next 365 days are always ahead. Be playful and look at it like a blank canvas. You can create everything around that. Remember this image of the soul that just entered your body. For them, your future is a clean slate. It's the property where you can make something out of it. Are you in a mood for a miracle? I want to give you here a little recipe how you can create more miracles. Because let me get that one out of the way right now. You are a miracle maker. You are creating miracles every single day. Look at a normal day in your life. How often do you see yourself creating something out of thin air and let it materialize in your physical space and world? Even if it's a recipe for cooking or it's creating a new client for your coaching practice. We are in the business of miracles. And I get it, those thoughts of, hey, this might never work, this is taking too long, I'm so behind with everything, it's just not the right time. Those thoughts are so available, I totally get it. I just want to make you aware that those low-quality thoughts just don't serve you. Just because they're available and they feel so comfortable and fuzzy to just snuggle in and be in for a moment, those low-quality thoughts will never get you high quality results. If you could wave a miracle wand and make that thing happen, the thing you want so desperately in your life and business, you want to launch your coaching practice or have finally the signature offer or be confident enough to consistently show up, you have to start with getting clear on what is the miracle you want to create in your life. And hey, especially this past year was pure magic on my end. From moving to the Mediterranean islands, to doubling down on my coaching, to working with entrepreneurial minds all around the globe, back in Austria and Germany and Switzerland, but also in America and South Africa. It's really magical what you can create in your business if you unlock this recipe of creating miracles in your life. It is in your power to make them happen. Starting that profitable side gig or up-leveling your style in office or just stop procrastinating, whatever that goal is, whatever that miracle is you want to call in for the new year, you want to get clear on what that miracle is and why it matters to you. Claim that miracle and write it down. Don't just let it be in your head, write it black on white on paper. That's the first step of manifesting and materializing into the real world. Then you have to go from claiming a miracle to creating it. And if a part in you says now, hey, if it would be that easy, wouldn't we all be just living a miracle 24/7? But here's where the work lies. Yes, the miracle is meant for you. If you can dream it, you can have it. If you can conceptualize it, you have deep down the capacity to create it. You gotta take unapologetic action in making your miracles happen. This is the thing we so love to forget because it involves investing energy and time, our most precious resources in the entire world, into something that we can't yet see. And we don't want to feel isolated, and we don't want to make people not understand us and feel left from the herd. But that's exactly the point. We have to set things in motion to get them into motion. And all the things that might prevent you from making that happen, you want to make yourself aware of them and write them down. What are those thoughts? These thought mosquitoes that are flying through your field, messing with your attention. The point is, what I love to do with my clients is setting tiny intentional movements towards that miracle. What is the tiniest, most intentional thing you can do right now in the direction of that miracle? And I hear so often, hey, there is no way of making this miracle happen. But the trick is to make this tiny yet significant moves. That's the point. Our brain says, oh, it's not worth it. It's too tiny. It won't work. It's not enough. But that's exactly the magic. You have to do those tiny things. These single pennies, they add up and create a masterpiece. There was this woman I once talked to, and she always wanted to write a book. But she has a full-time gig and 3 kids and her husband and some other engagements. So logically speaking, time was not on her side. So just coming from logic and analyzing what's here right now, it wasn't meant for her. But she tapped into how can we make that happen? And she found that little bucket of time, this 1 hour lunch break each Wednesday, where she made it unnegotiable that this hour is for her. But the recharging power of that hour was not maxed out. So there was still some capacity to optimize that hour. And she was thinking like, what else would nourish me? It would nourish me to build on my dream, to build that thing that I'm just doing for myself, that I'm just doing as this internal energy generator that will help me be more true to myself, fall back in love with my desires, and show up more confidently, more consistently for the world around me. And no one even has to know about it. So she made the commitment to the 1 hour each Wednesday. Just 1 hour. It's not like a big boot camp or taking half a year off to do that. 1 hour each Wednesday. And even worse, she realized, hey, from the 60 minutes, it takes me about 20 minutes to get into flow and get into the mood and actually start writing. So on paper, it really was just 40 minutes to create. And it took her a full year to finish that manuscript. And then she pitched it around and eventually got a book deal. And it would have been so easy and available for her to say that I don't have the time, that it's not meant to be right now, that it's all just a silly big idea that I picked up from somewhere else. But putting in those tiny significant moves of riding on the lunch breaks let her achieve her miracle. This miracle when no one thought this was possible. Maybe her logical brain was also telling her, hey, that's not possible. No one has ever done it like that. But that's the point. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the sake of your big dream, for the sake of your most desirable future that only you and your future self know about. Your future self is your best mentor. So all that's left is that you need a proper nurturing space and you need that consistency to work on that and stay on that. And that all happens while being in the best miracle energy to make that happen. And let me also tell you, shit gets real when you let people in on what you're doing. On the one hand, it's so freaking powerful of spilling the beans and saying it out loud and committing to it, like I did with my 100 days of going live on Instagram. I made the claim of going live all February. It was only 28 days, but then I committed again. Hey, let's add March, let's add April, and clean out the 100 days and do the whole thing. So I made those statements and that helped me to follow through, stay committed, have the accountability of a supporting group that showed up for me, that made that happen together with me. So I want you to tell someone what this miracle is you want to call into the world, but only when you're really serious. I want you to tell 5 people about this miracle, but I also want you to choose your miracle collaborators wisely. Don't tell it just to anyone. People have to earn that right to be able to get it and understand it and not rip it apart because they can't see it. Get yourself a miracle support squad. Someone you can share that with, recalibrate, co-regulate in the right energy to make those things happen. If the people that are naturally around you are constant naysayers, they never just quite get what you are doing. They try do their best to understand, but checking out halfway through the conversation. Those are not your people. You have to upgrade your squats. Don't ever let other people affect your energy. You have to protect your energy as your most valuable asset. This is the thing that gets you going, that lets you create. This is something that you are creating for yourself. This is your signature frequency. The thing that you're putting out there that's just you, that you happen to share when it overflows and it affects someone who's receptive to wanting to have that same kind of energy. But the point is not to say like, hey, actually, I'm confident about that, but please prove me wrong. We want to avoid that. So protect your energy, stay in the right nurturing space, be in that, to act in that, to explore that energy and all the opportunities around creating that miracle even more. Continuity is the most important thing for you right now. And finally, you want to fuel your brain. Search for those outdated beliefs you're holding on to that are just holding you back. They're just hanging out there because it's so damn comfortable and you never cared enough up until now to ask them politely to just leave and just make space for something more fresh and new that's actually serving you. If you're complaining, go on a complaint detox. Clean out all the thoughts that are not helpful to you and decorate your inner space with those thoughts that make you feel unstoppable. Instead of saying, hey, I can do that, that's too big, it's not the right time, say, I can do that. I felt that drive and empowerment before, so all I have to do is get back into that state again and create from there. Miracles are possible for me. It's just up to me to make them happen. You cannot be passive and expect miracles to manifest. You have to take those bold, unapologetic actions. You have to become that leading lady and be in that main character energy. Fiercely, again and again and again. Each day anew. Of course, take breaks when you need them, but don't quit. Plan your breaks, plan your downtime, but don't quit. Miracles are reserved for those of us who refuse to give up, who trust that they will manifest. If you send out ships all day, more than one of those ships will come back. Don't let those poor ships come to an empty dock. Be there for your miracle. Nurture it. Be the lighthouse. Even if you don't see the ship anymore, be the light, shine consistently, and trust that it will come back. It will bring you the harvest of the new world. The longer you stay in that belief, the longer you stay in that frequency, they might come sooner than you think. The number one hack in time management and time boxing is to plan your time first. What do you need to feel your best? To recharge, to be on top and be able to handle anything that comes your way, even the uncertainties. You want to block those things first. Intuitively, we always do that last, but that's the main problem in this whole scenario. So gift yourself, in this year ahead, the present of presence. The gift of presence. Maybe it's your weekly CEO hour, where you look at your past week, look at your goals and what you want to create next. And allowing yourself to reevaluate what thoughts you are choosing in what situation and what is that creating. And allow yourself for the rest of your walk to consider, how good do I allow this year to get? And make a date 365 days from now to check in again with what you set out to do. And listen to that podcast episode again. It's here to stay, like I am. I'm always here to cheer for your most audacious, beautiful future. And hold the belief, maybe a little more than you believe in yourself right now. That's the point. That's my job. And this, my friend, will guarantee that you're going big this year and the year after that and the year after that. So all that's left to say, thank you for stepping into that main character energy. Thank you for accepting the casting. You got the role.
Ready to deprogram your self-sabotaging patterns? The Mental Fitness Starter Training is open right now for enrollment. Once you are rewired and inspired, the real fun begins. Go to mentalfitnessschool.com to join class today. Thanks for listening and see you in class.